Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Karamayam Didati Svavirandiyam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shivasari Gaura Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Panchakalpa Drubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Idiranam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama.
So somehow by my very good fortune, I happen to be here for the installation of Gornitai Krishna Balarama Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar. Is that year the Gorpurnima festival? Those days it was called Mayapur Vrindavan Festival. Now it's just called Mayapur Festival, and Vrindavan festivals become Kartik. So. But we used to go to Mayapur for 2 weeks and come here for 2 weeks. But that year, the Prabhupada set the installation for Ram Nomi Day. So in between we did some preaching programs, and then we came to Delhi. We did Pandal program in Delhi, we did program in Aligarh on the way here, and then finally, very late in April, we finally reached to Vrindavan. And I remember that time right here in front, or actually in the back, I guess it's the back of the Darshan Mandap, all the deities were standing here. And this was probably, for many of us, the first time we ever saw a deity installation. And Prabhupada didn't want the people to criticize, so he asked the Brahmins of Vrindavan to do the installation. So all these big, huge, fat Brahmins with their big Brahmin threads and everything, and big, fat sikhas, you know, they were all doing it. And there was, right here in the courtyard, there was this yagyashala made out of, you know, bamboo and straw and everything, and there was all the different water pots for all the different demigods. So it was quite a... And then the deities, they all had wax over their eyes. It was the first time we'd seen all these things. It was very amazing. And I remember one day, they were doing all these different rituals and everything, but Prabhupada had us do 24-hour kirtan. This is where the idea of 24... We couldn't maintain it at that time. It was grace of Aindra Prabhu that it's now going on constantly. But we had, every temple had a different time, you know, sometimes 2 to 4 and 4 to 6 and like that. We had different times. We had this, and Prabhupada told us the actual installation is our Harinam Sankirtan. Now we do these big elaborate installation ceremonies, but Prabhupada said the real installation is Harinam Sankirtan. So we were having this Harinam. Then one time, for some special rituals, they called Prabhupada to the Yagyashala. So Prabhupada came and he was sitting right here in this particular corner. And they were doing different rituals and things. And I remember one day, you see, the sky is completely blue. We hardly ever, this time of year, we hardly ever see clouds. But that particular one day before the installation, it was very strange weather. All these clouds were, they seemed to be swirling around Krishna Balarama. At least it looked like that to me, around this courtyard. All the clouds were swirling around. We never see clouds this time. You see what it's like. And I got the feeling, as Prabhupada was sitting in the Yagyashala, that the demigods wanted to come and see Prabhupada install Krishna Balarama. So they had manifested all these clouds in a season where there's no clouds. It was very mysterious, and they were all swirling around. This seemed to be the center where they were swirling around. And then one day before the installation, we took all the... I can't remember now if we took the big deities or the little deities. Anybody was here? I know we did a big procession through the whole of Vrindavan. It was 43 years, huh? Huh? Yeah, but did we take the big deities on procession? Utsav deities, all right. I can't, it's 43 years. So we had a big procession. It was you know, just in front of Prabhupada looked like a bamboo forest, you know, because all the sannyasis were there. It was quite amazing, and we went through the town, and all the villagers were, you know, very happy to see our big procession. And then the day of the installation came, and all the deities were lined up here, and they had hundreds and hundreds of clay water pots. They had, you know, they had all the other things, ghee and milk and whatever you use for abhishek. And they were, for them, it was like they were having fun, you know, they were just throwing the pots of everything, you know, on the deities and having a big, it was a big fun for them. All these big fat Vrindavan Brahmas were having a good old time throwing all these water pots over Krishna Balaram and Gornitai and Radha Shyam Sundar and Lalita Visakha. We were all simply amazed. They were, you know, for us it was like a very sacred ceremony. It was like, you know, Krishna's just their little Lala. He's their little son, you know. So they were just having a good time throwing all these different ingredients. I don't know, there was at least 500 little clay pots. What was in them, I have no idea. But all different types of things. They were doing this big installation. Then, somehow or other, the devotees carried the deities up onto the altar and had to dress them for the first time. And then made the bhog offering, then artik. Everybody was waiting. Kirtan was getting intense. Everybody was waiting for the doors to open. And I remember suddenly the conch shell blew, and then the doors came swinging open, and there was Prabhupada, and you see in the picture on the front of the temple in his bright orange silk dhoti and kurta doing the artik. And everybody just, the crowd just surged forward toward the altar. And I swept off my feet. I wasn't even touching the ground. And, you know, I'm from America, and we read these things about, you know, in Asian countries, you know, there's stampedes and things, and people get trampled and die. And I'm going to die! And somehow at those times... Now it's just part of the fun, you know. You just go with the flow and just... But that time I was completely... I had, you know, the newspaper next day was going to say so many foreigners were killed in Krishna. Somehow those times you get this extra strength, you know. And I just like went through, like a football player through the crowd out here to the courtyard, you know. I just bashed my way through everyone. I thought I was going to get crushed to death. Then I got to the courtyard and Prabhupada was so happy. Prabhupada was doing the artik, and every time he turned around with the incense, he had this smile of full satisfaction. If you hear on the tape Prabhupada say full satisfaction, then you can understand what full satisfaction, you know. Then the ghee lamp, and although it was full satisfaction, Prabhupada turned around, there was fuller satisfaction. Though each one, that smile just became more and more vibrant, you know. By the time he got to the peacock fan, which is a picture we have in the front of the temple, you know, it was just, that was the mostest, fullest satisfactionist you ever saw in your life, you know. I just pray, you know, that at last moment of my life, I can just remember Prabhupada's face of full satisfaction, you know, with a peacock fan offering to all the assembled Vaishnavas. So that was my memories of the wonderful installation that took place here. There was a huge feast, and practically Prabhupada fed all the Brahmins of Vrindavan. He loved prasad distribution. In fact, in a couple of days, we're going to feed all of the Mahants of Vrindavan. We'll have a big sadhu feast. Usually we have the day after, but somehow we have it in a couple of days. But Prabhupada loved prasad distribution. I remember everybody... I guess, but while we were doing the dressing the deities and doing the bhog, everybody was sitting here. Ramdas Shastri was there, and so many big people of Vrindavan, and Yasomati Nandan. He tells the story how, because it was, at the time there was a great big Mayavadi named Akandanan Maharaj. No, Akarpatri Maharaj, who was a disciple of Akandanan, I think. Anyway, Prabhupada was very interested because he was respected, but he was Mayavadi. So he was very intent on having him come for the installation. But naturally, being Mayavadi and being very Orthodox, they were upset that Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta were giving Brahman initiation to people who weren't born Brahmanas, and especially Prabhupada was doing it to people who weren't even born in India, what to speak of being born in Brahman families. And so every day, Yasomati Nanda would go there to his ashram and speak with him, trying to convince him to come, and he would argue on this point. He'd come back and he'd tell Prabhupada the arguments, and Prabhupada would give him the counter-arguments. And he'd go back with the counter-arguments. And finally, he was actually defeated. He said, well, anyway, just like the scriptures say, that he was a lion-like man. Doesn't mean that he became a lion. Means he had the strength of a lion. So they're not Brahmins, but they may be like Brahmins. He refused to accept that... I also refused to see my own character. I also refused to accept that we could become Brahmins. But anyway, he refused, so he didn't come to the opening. But many, many big people were there, and they all spoke very nicely about Prabhupada. You know, then there was, after that, then there was the Artik, that wonderful, I'll never forget that. I was just scared to death, you know. Everybody just went charging to the altar, and I didn't even have my feet on the ground, and I was going to the altar. So, anyway, Prabhupada was very intent. This is one of the dearest temples to Srila Prabhupada, is Krishna Balaram Mandir. This was, you know, in those days, temple meant that we got a old house in the low rent district of some city. We painted it funny colors and we put a sign out front, Hare Krishna Temple. And Prabhupada was talking about building, and we heard how Gopal and crew, they Guru Kripa's crew, they collected most of the money for this, so everybody also collected. But Prabhupada was talking about this huge temple with these beautiful arches. And we had no idea, you know, this is Prabhupada's temple. He built it, you know, because we would just paint an old house funny colors and put a sign out front. You know, we had no idea what a real temple was, you know. So this is Prabhupada's temple. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.